Hey Nick, sometimes the math ain't math, and I somewhat have a degree in math. Let's talk about it today on True Comedy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to True Comedy. I'm Kirsten Cunningham.
And I'm Nicholas Finch.
You are a befuddled Nicholas Finch.
Oh, I am perplexed.
Well, y'all, thank you all so much for listening to True Comedy. True Comedy is a podcast where Nick and I, your podcast host, your podcast best friends, your podcast la familia, we're here each week to talk to you about things that we find interesting, things that made us say, and life, liberty, and the not pursuit of happiness.
Oh, yes. And we thank you for listening to us on all the platforms that you listen to us on, Apple, Spotify, Google, all of
which
them.
Is going away.
What?
Google's going away at the end of the year.
Oh.
Yep. See, I got to find a new way to listen. Oh. It'll be actually rolled into like YouTube podcasts, I think, or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But y'all, yeah, thank you all so much for listening, for liking, sharing, subscribing. And as always, y'all, order your custom merchandise with Key Creations and use the promo code podcast to get $3 off your order. Ain't that right, Nick?
You mother control freak. You took the one thing I have in the intro away from me.
Well, you can say it again.
Nope. It's done.
You sure?
What's done is done.
I mean, the more promotion Key Creations gets, the better.
Are you talking about Key Creations?
Yeah.
You use promo code podcast, get $3 off your total order?
That one right there.
Key Creations.
Right
there. That Key Creations.
Them right there. Yes.
Them right there, right there, right there.
Yes.
We owe Key Creations a lot, too. They did a lot to help us get over to
we appreciate it. Yes. Over that hump, we need it. So we appreciate you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Well, Nick, I kind of alleged this at the beginning, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, like, I know there's a whole bunch of stuff going on the internet about boy math, girl math. Well, Nick, I'm here today to talk about black people math.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's a thing.
It is. It okay? is a thing. It
like,
is.
I just want to point out something, people. We say all the time, we joke on here, black don't crack unless you use it. Like, that's kind of true. But, you know, I'm going to let y'all in on something. Do you want to know the real reason? Black don't crack.
What's that?
Black people don't know how old they are.
Oh, you ain't lying.
Let me tell you why, though, Nick. Because black people math is you go to a restaurant as a child and you know that kids under 12 eat free.
Uh-huh.
And you 17 over here, but you 5'1". Uh-huh. So you've been 11 for the past 6 years. That's what black people math is. We don't know how old we are because we've been pretending to get whatever age we need to be to get whatever discount we need to get.
If they ask you, you say you 13. How old are you? 12. I can get it. Right. I've gotten away with that for a long time. It took till I got some facial hair. So basically, until I got till I turned 21, I could get away with it.
Yeah. You just didn't know. And see, that's what black people math is. Black people math, when asked on the internet, is if that's your mama's best friend's daughter from high school, then that's your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
That's black people math. Mm-hmm. Black people math is also saying things like, when you better than me, that means you stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
You got nieces and nephews. Black people math is seeing a child having a good time and responding, oh, they gonna sleep good tonight.
Oh,
I just say black people math is, you know, when you're driving, you see one cop out. You're like, oh, they out here today.
Right. You see one cop going home. Oh, they out here today.
Two people's birthday on the same day. Dang, it's everybody's birthday. Like.
One person missing from the office. I guess everybody taking off today then.
Right. Or this one, knowing one thing for certain and two things for sure. Black people math. Black people math is this podcast saying long story short and then talking for 45 minutes.
Boy, let me tell you something. That is the thing that I do the most. Hey, let me tell you this short story real quick. And it's 30 minutes later. All right, what's the next topic?
Yeah. Black people math is, oh, you got one more time. No, that was really your last time. Don't take that one more time that somebody is allegedly giving you.
Yeah, man. I don't know why they do that. You got one more time. No, brother, you don't have one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you. So if you say one more time, that means you're supposed to have two times. But really, you literally only got one more time. But one more time is no more times. Because you do
right.
Again,
you done. Laying on the back of your... Laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church, preach telling the truth and it hurts. I'm just saying. Okay. Did you, Nick, what's a hole?
A hold?
A hole. W-H-O-L-E.
A hole.
A hole is something that can't be have. Example, a whole dog ran out of the yard and chased me. He got a whole baby. She got a whole baby daddy. That's what a hole is in black people math. Yeah. I got another definition, ripping and running. Black people math is you going to two stores that day. Oh, you ripping and running.
Yeah, if you only go to one store, you just ripping. No, you running.
Yeah. Black people math. Anything over $50 is actually $100. So this game over here costs $57. You want me to spend a whole $100? Yeah.
That's two math. You did algebra.
Thank you. Black people math is when somebody says, I'm ready when you are, means it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, that's black people math.
I don't think my wife knows that math.
I don't. Okay,
I think wives forget that math once they get married.
Well, Nick, I think there's levels to it, okay? Because black mom math is you lose that house key. Now everybody got a key to my house, so we got to rekey everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's black people mom math. It's a lot. We are some creative people. I like it. I appreciate it. But there are some other incidents because black people math, it really is just cultural. Like anybody can participate in black people math. For example, I'm going to tell you about a new level of Negro-tromedy.
Negro-tromedy.
It's like Negro and geometry together. Okay. Yeah. That's a form of black people math. It's like Afro-American engineering.
Why'd you just call it Negro-tromedy?
Because I'm afraid I'm going to say the ig or the and it's going to be wrong.
Okay, so Negro-trometry.
Yes, there we go. So one, let's rewind. I got a problem with a certain restaurant. Okay.
Pick a restaurant.
Like, I really do have a problem with Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
All right, watch yourself now.
So,
watch yourself.
Not that the food ain't good, okay?
All right, now.
Not that the food ain't good.
You better fix it.
But Popeye's tends to cater to one kind of audience for the most part.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
A very African-American audience, right?
I want to be in
like, love that chicken at Popeye's. Mm-mm. And then, like, they had these commercials where it features a black lady heavily.
That's right.
Oh, you know Popeye's was trying to buy a white man, right? Al Copeland.
I don't know who Copeland is. He don't matter. He don't matter.
Okay.
Me.
Founder of Popeyes, all
that's
that
stuff.
There's
a lot of HBCUs founded by black people. I mean, white people.
I know. But like, come on, y'all. Let's do a new trope. But really, I just had all that to say about black people math. Chris Brown hit with $2 million lawsuit over unpaid Popeyes chicken loan.
Oh, my God. You set me up just to
that's
hit
Negro
me with
geometry
the
right there. Right?
I'm still trying to figure out. Is there a story behind why he owes Popeyes $2 million?
Let's read. The singer has been sued by City National Bank, who claims it loaned Chris Brown money to acquire two Popeyes locations. According to legal documents, City National Bank is suing Chris Brown for $2 million. Allegedly, it loaned him money to acquire a pair of Popeye's locations. The lawsuit claims the loan, which was given to several people, including Brown and The Dream, remains unpaid. As of February 17, 2023, borrower and guarantor owe $2,140,971.74 in unpaid principal and interest, lawsuit read. So, yeah, Chris went out to buy some chicken. Then he decided to buy two restaurants and defaulted on that loan and had paid it allegedly.
Allegedly.
We have to use that word so we don't get sued.
That's right. Good answer. Good answer, Bradford. So I feel where you're coming from in the sense that Chris Brown, how can I put this? Words are hard right now.
It's okay.
Do you think
it'd be that way?
I'm trying to figure out how Chris Brown doesn't pay this loan.
I don't know.
Did he do it on purpose? Did he try to run it?
I don't know.
Did he
see, it went from did wall he see to that, wall. I just
did he see
know.
That lawsuit and say, yo.
Wow. Good job, sir.
Never the right time to say goodbye.
Maybe he was under the influence. That's just how he rolls. I don't know.
He has no guidance.
It's okay. Just look at him now. He is out there, you know, just doing it all.
I don't. Just
T-chunk the deuces to that long.
Thank you, because I could not think of another Chris Brown
song. Okay. It's okay. But we're done with that one. Or we'll be talking about it for 5 more hours. And we're actually done now. It's the last Chris Brown reference I think I could squeeze into here.
Oh, was that another reference?
It was. I just pulled up all these random songs.
Oh, okay. Because you know, I was sure finna come over there and stomp the yard.
Then you would get shot and die immediately in that movie.
Right.
He didn't last long. Look, you saw their money was short when they made that movie. He couldn't be in that movie much longer. Wasn't Columbus short in that movie?
He was in there. That's why I thought you were being punny again.
I wasn't. That just clicked right there. Okay.
Him and Columbus Short was in 2 movies together. You remember the other?
For real?
Yeah, this Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yep, it's about time to start watching this Christmas.
That's right. I shouldn't love that movie as much as I do, but I love it. But you Christmas.
Do. It's okay.
I love this Christmas.
It's okay. Oh.
It's like Christmas soul food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's exactly Christmas soul food.
Yeah. It is Christmas soul food. Okay, Nick. So can we talk about somebody? I'm gonna bring up something sports related.
Ooh.
Okay. Can we talk Jimmy Butler? It is trolling of the NBA. Because I'm just saying, if you haven't seen how Jimmy Butler showed up to media days, just Google it, y'all. Like,
I wish I knew.
Silk Press.
I wish I knew you wanted me.
He just. It's his emotional state. So he's all emo, got the hair covering one eye, the piercings everywhere. He just looks real emo. And I'm here for it. Oh. The boy walked in. Haven't you heard of people closing the goddamn door in his head? Like, cause tonight will be the night that I will ball for you. Yeah. So there we go. Hannah got the free throw. Ball out, boy. You know, all of that stuff.
Kirsten, yeah. I never in a million years expected that from you. You got
Listen
me.
To me.
Listen, you got me with that one. I was not prepared to hear you doing those songs.
It's okay. Do you remember that Catfish episode where that dude told that man, you look bad as Kelly Price?
Yes.
That's who he looks like. Yep.
Oh my God.
I just want to know, how did he sleep to keep that perm or that silk press? Did he wrap his hair and put the scarf on it?
He had to get it done that morning. He had to have gotten it done. He's like you said, last year he came in with dreads.
Mm-hmm.
This year he came in emo. He said that's his Halloween.
Old buddy walked in there looking like Andre 3000.
All right.
That's how he showed up.
It wasn't just the hair. He had on a nose ring, a lip ring. He
all black, like suit looking thing, looking like he just hopped out of Death Note.
Now an anime reference. Who are you right now?
I don't know. I don't know, sir. I really don't. Okay, Nick.
Ooh,
well, I guess we'll move on from sports. Okay, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about people behaving badly behind the wheel? Do you have road rage?
Yep.
I knew the answer before I asked. What's the craziest thing you've ever done road rage wise?
Well, I ain't done anything crazy yet, but when people do stupid things, I cuss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a player. I just cuss a lot.
So you haven't had any road rage incidents like that. I haven't had many of, I just get angry. Like my worst used to be when I used to drive that short bus for that camp I worked for. And like, I would just get mad then. Okay. But have you ever gotten mad enough to drive with somebody on the hood of your vehicle?
No.
Okay, well, here we go. Woman charged after driving for miles with husband on hood, prosecutors say. Yeah. Yeah, St. Louis County, Missouri. A Missouri woman is charged with felony assault after allegedly driving away from an argument and traveling for several miles with her husband still on the hood of the car. St. Louis County prosecutors charged 38-year-old Stephanie Boyd with first-degree domestic assault and resisting arrest by fleeing. The court set a bond at $100,000 cash only, and she's to have no contact with the victim if released. In a news release, prosecutors said Berkeley police investigators show Boyd and her husband got into an argument Saturday at their home in Vanita Park. She then allegedly got in a car to leave and drove off with her husband on the hood. The investigators showed Boyd drove downtown towards Page Avenue on Interstate 170, and she traveled for 4.6 miles before exiting onto Airport Road. During the drive, she passed through a construction zone and recklessly drove with her spouse on the hood, police said. An officer saw the vehicle pass him near the intersection and attempted a traffic stop. Police said Boyd did not pull over for another half mile.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why did he jump on the hood of the car to stop it? Did he think that was going to work?
I don't know what he thought that was going to do.
So I do want to tell on myself. I think when I was younger, I had a cousin trying to leave the house like we had been hanging out. And I think I jumped onto the top of the car to try to go with them. And I slid smoothly off the back and landed on my behind
like in the road. Like you just got the best back to have anyway to be doing something that stupid.
So stupid.
So stupid.
So dumb. But Nick, let's talk about even some milk. And I did. Let's talk about some even dumber people, Nick. Let's talk about a man crashes his vehicle into a police station while blasting Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I guess this is my cue.
That is your cue.
The New Jersey man is facing several charges after crashing his car into a police station, all while blasting the Guns N' Roses song, Welcome to the Jungle.
While it was all caught on camera, the song was not. Police said the man intentionally drove his car into the building. The suspect now faces charges including terrorism, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Authorities say he previously crashed his car into the garage of another home before slamming his car into the police.
Bruh. Terrorism charge just because you decided to probably be intoxicated. You hit somebody else's car, then you decided to drive into a police station. A police station of all places.
Well, you know, he did try to cause terror.
And I guess ism happened.
It wasn't ism. It was the Guns N' Roses Welcome to the Jungle. Combined with the clear intent of doing that, because he got out, he got out celebrating. He hit the cheerleading Y victory. Y-E, yes, yes, everybody yell. Y-E-L-L, everybody.
Oh, and people were yelling. They were definitely yelling. Okay, Nick, speaking of terrorism, Disney World.
Cal.
Nick, listen to me. You know, people enjoy those parks. People enjoy going. I know I've had my fair share of fun at Disney as well. But there are just some things that we just may need to rethink, y'all.
Are there some things we just need to rethink?
About, you remember the woman celebrating her 30th birthday? I don't know if you've all seen this yet, but a woman celebrating birthday at Disney World says she got a painful wedgie and severe lacerations in her lady area after riding a water slide.
It's okay to say.
$50K lawsuit.
It is okay to say vagina.
I know. I just want you to play the video.
This is the water slide at the center of the lawsuit. Humunga Cowabunga at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. People plummet down a near vertical 5-story drop, and they go without a raft or a tube. On Wednesday, a couple filed a lawsuit against Disney, saying the wife suffered severe and permanent bodily injury to her private area after going down the slide in October 2019. The complaint says riders can reach speeds approaching 40 miles an hour, and before they go down the slide, are told to cross their legs at the ankles. In this woman's case, the lawsuit says when she went down the slide, near the end, her body lifted up. She became airborne, and she was slammed downward against the slide, which increased the likelihood of her legs becoming uncrossed. The document says that and her impact into the standing water at the bottom caused a, quote, painful wedgie and immediate bleeding. An ambulance took her to the hospital, and she was eventually taken to another hospital for a specialist. The lawsuit says she suffered damage to her internal organs. Ugh. Now, she and her husband are suing Disney for over $50,000, accusing the company of negligence, saying Disney failed to provide her and other riders with proper protective clothing and failed to warn them of inherent dangers. The lawsuit says had Disney warned her about the risk, she would not have gone down the slide. In Orlando, Marley Martinez, WESH 2 News.
Humunga, that's too much. Humunga. You know, oftentimes we make jokes. Not this time.
No, that's Jesus. Whoa. That's rough. I was gonna try to make it funny, like Disney owns everything. Now they own a piece of this lady, but I'm just not gonna do that.
Oh Lord Jesus. Oh man,
take the wheel.
She was really touched, going down that slide in ways that she'll never forget.
Could you imagine having to clean up that ride?
Speaking of ride, that's probably one of the reasons she was very upset. She wasn't able to do that for quite some time.
Oh, get off my phone.
Okay. I will.
Well, that was easy.
I kind of deserved it after I said what I said.
Yes, you did.
Like, I couldn't even be mad that you said, get off my phone. It's fine. It's fine.
It's okay, Nick. Nick, I said something that got cut out the last episode, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. I actually said a lot of stuff that got cut out the last episode.
Yeah, you kind of own one last episode.
I need to bring it back up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, go ahead.
Is Sesame Street black? Like, all the characters, for the most part, black. Like, Sesame Street was created to appeal to black kids and brown kids that were stuck at home.
No.
Okay, because my next question was, if so, can Elmo say the N-word? And no. I think he can.
No!
Listen to me. Okay, I have other reasons why Elmo can, okay?
Oh, goodness.
Sometimes black people hold stupid grudges, okay? Elmo is beefing with The Rock. Okay.
Unless it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Kevin Hart be beefing with The Rock and he little.
Okay, that's different. He beefing with a human.
Okay. Bobby Brown was beefing with The Rock. He was a crack one, but it was still a rock. Elmo is petty and got a smart mouth.
That's true. Okay.
There's a lot. And he's beefing with The Rock.
Okay.
So I think Elmo can say it.
All right. You know what? You can allow Elmo in your presence to say it.
I think Elmo should do it on TV on the show.
You think Elmo should say the N-word on TV on the show?
I think Jim Hansen's puppets. I think you would get more views. Sesame Street, I think, needs a little controversy.
You are out your cotton picking mine. And I can say that because you have picked cotton.
Whoa, only twice.
That's enough. You out of your cotton picking mine. I just want you to know that.
You're right.
Those puppets are full of cotton. You picked all the cotton out of them because you're full of the cotton picking out of mine. You are.
I'm sorry. I wonder how successful the TV show Beyond Scared Straight was. Did it really keep people out of jail?
Oh, man. It was all for the TV, man. Them kids were never scared.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Could we see their faces on the show?
Yeah.
That means they consented to it. That means they were never scared. The reality show.
Okay. Nick, I guess we'll wrap this one up. I know you have an issue with pets.
Yeah. Okay? Dogs and cats are nasty.
Do you eat bacon?
Yes.
Okay, Nick. Well, let's talk about how a very large pig barreled through a Kingsland home, attacked a family, and returned multiple times.
Ah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's go to Texas.
Okay? Oh, can I read this one?
You sure can. Or you can play the video.
Oh, you know what? I'll play the video. Here we go.
I'm standing inside my parents' house with a hammer and a knife trying to defend myself and defend my family at any cost. I I shouldn't have to live like this.
Wendy Goldstein spoke to Fox 7 Tuesday, concerned because someone's pig had been going after her family. She described the pig as 300 pounds, black and white spotted, and foaming at the mouth. On Monday, this 911 call came in.
We have a random pig in our yard, and it's by my grandma. My grandma is being attacked by a random pig. Now my grandpa's being attacked.
There's a wild hog in the yard at that address. It is going after
our land. No, it's in our house now.
Mud stains and scratches could be seen on the door. Goldstein says the pig went after her daughter and disabled parents.
My daughter got hurt out here.
Not the disabled.
And he barreled through. My mom wrestled with him at the doorway to try to prevent him from coming in. He barreled on through. Got a hold of my dad. My mom tried to lay on top of him to crunch him down until the cops got here to get him. And he overpowered her and got on top of her. And he had hers flattened like
pigs
a corgi.
Going after pigs.
Tuesday, the pig he was back, her going after her boyfriend.
My whole family's scared. They feel like they're prisoners in their own home. They can't go nowhere.
The Llano County Sheriff's Office.
By the way, I'm pausing this just to let you know that a pig on top of you is a sloppy toppy.
As I said, Wednesday, the pig had been returned to the owner, and they believe the owner has secured its enclosure. They add the pig was not trying to attack anyone. It knocked a person down and began acting like a dog will sometimes do on a person's leg. It wasn't being aggressive in a way that it was trying to hurt anyone.
You know what that pig was doing. That
Listen.
Pig. Was doing exactly what I thought it was doing.
Listen to me.
I knew it. I knew it as soon as I said it.
Listen to me, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
As high as groceries are, that pig would have ran up in my house and not come up out.
Nothing. No part of that pig would have been left. Pickled pig feet, bacon.
I don't even eat it for real. Souse meat would have been made. All that head cheese. It would have just been.
The only thing that wouldn't have been made. Was the chitlins.
Yeah, no.
That was it. That's the only thing.
We ain't cleaning them in that
it's
house.
The only
no.
thing that wouldn't have survived would be chitlins.
No. I would have pickled the pig feet. They would have been pink and everything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would have had pickled pig feet, all types of stuff. Like, I know a lot of stuff.
No, but if you pick, no. I would have cleaned the pig feet real good, and they would have been in the crock pot.
I would say, because you have made fried pig feet. You ever made fried pig feet?
I had not just, that made my chest hurt. You say that, Nick.
That sound like indigestion.
That sound like death.
Diarrhea. Mm.
That sounds like death.
Kirsten, I have a story. I want to look at. Oh, you had something to say about this pig?
Mm-mm. Bacon. Sorry, Miss Piggy.
Making pancakes. Make some bacon, then I put it in a pancake. Pancakes. That's what it's going to make. Bacon pancakes.
Okay.
So, Kirsten, you remember when I told you that teachers are freaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in another instance of our teachers be getting down, we're going to go to Missouri. Black, white, or
Missouri.
Other? High school teacher put on leave after school officials discover her OnlyFans page. Black, white, or other?
White.
Oh, white as the day is long. St. Clair, Missouri. A Missouri high school teacher.
I mean, you said it with Missouri. We ain't.
A Missouri high school teacher. She could have been from St. Louis.
You're right.
Says she has been placed on East St. Louis. Is
that the only? I think that's the only place black people are in Missouri is East St. Louis, right?
There's another place they're in. They're okay. Another place. Okay. A Missouri high school teacher says she has been placed on leave after officials discovered that she was performing on a pornography website to supplement her salary. Who found her? Brianna Kopich, 28, who taught English at St. Clair High School, says her teaching days are probably over, but she acknowledged she knew the risk. I almost said something inappropriate. Kopich told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that she was put on leave on Wednesday after being interviewed by two administrators. Her access to school email and other software was suspended while the district investigates, she says. It was kind of always like this cloud hanging over my head. Like I never knew when I would be discovered, Kopich said in an interview. Then about 2 weeks ago, my husband and I were told that people were finding out about it. So I knew this day was coming. Superintendent Cal Cruz said in a statement that the district was recently notified that an employee may have posted inappropriate media on one or more internet sites. The district has engaged legal counsel to conduct a comprehensive investigation of this matter, Cruz wrote. Actions taken as a result of the investigation will be in accordance with board policy and with guidance from legal counsel. St. Clair is about 55 miles, 88 kilometers, if you're nasty, southwest of St. Louis.
Oh, my God.
The high school has about 750 students. Kopech said that she joined OnlyFans website over the summer to supplement her salary as a second-year teacher. She taught English to freshmen and sophomores and made about $42,000 last year, according to the newspaper's public pay database. She said she earned an additional $8,000 to $10,000, not per year, per month, performing on OnlyFans, man. Kopech says she chose the site because its content is available only to subscribers, and she thought it would be a way to help protect her identity. She said she didn't know how the district learned of her account because somebody was on her OnlyFans. She insisted no content was filmed or posted while she was on the school grounds. That's nice. I'm very aware that I'm probably never going to teach again, but that was kind of the risk I knew I was taking. I am sad about that. I do miss my students, she said. But Kopech said her account has gained about 100 new subscribers since word began to surface. She has more than doubled her subscription price and plans to continue posting on the site. I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be a taboo, or some people may believe that it's shameful, but I don't think sex work has to be shameful, Kopech said. I do just wish things had happened in a different way.
That was an interesting accent you gave her.
Thank you. I tried to give her a country accent.
Okay.
I just really wanted to read so I could do voices.
It's okay.
But once again, OnlyFans taking out our educators. Listen, if educators
are... We're going to have a teacher shortage
soon. Listen to me. All I know... okay? You know what I'm thinking. Let's just say we know what people in our lives do for a profession. I'm just saying if that's what the internet demands, who are we to deny what the market? Nick. Well, who are we to deny the market, Kirsten?
No, Nick.
Who are we to deny the market?
Denying it right now.
The market demands we need to supply.
No, not everybody needs to supply. I mean, not everybody needs to supply that demand, sir. No, sir.
You want to know the only person who should be supplying demands?
What?
Well, Jesus don't have to answer to no demands, but God, He will supply all your needs.
And does.
According to his riches and glory.
And did and do.
Lord, I'm standing.
Glory. Y'all, thank y'all so much for joining us.
Lord, I'm today standing.
On this show. It's been fun.
Lord, I'm standing in the need.
You good?
A blessing. You can reach me at the NJF on IG, on Facebook, on X, on TikTok. Wherever you
was
need.
Was that a burp? What was that?
I don't know. Painful. I had no idea where that voice came from.
That sounded painful, Nick.
It was just regular.
You got a hernia?
Urks.
Okay, well, I'm at KM Cook on Instagram. KM Speaks on X. Oh, Jesus.
It don't even feel right.
No, KM Cooks on. What am I on? Cooks coming on Facebook. I don't know. I need to go to bed, y'all. I'm sleepy. Okay. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. Kirsten needs some sleep.
Kirsten needs some sleep. Kirsten needs some sleep. Kirsten needs some sleep.
Y'all can connect with the show by just searching the hashtag True Comedy wherever we interact with us on social media. You may hear your story on a show one day.
Yeah, especially if you commit a crime.
Oh, yes. Yes, you will. But y'all, this, as always, for all these episodes, and yeah, I can't math, you know, said at the beginning of the show, this has been True Comedy. Later.